Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, you know, summer is approaching right now. Obviously, spring white wines, summer white wines are sort of a focal point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one great region of the world for appropriate wines for this time of year is the Alsace region in France. And the wines are just the perfect varietals. And you've got a new producer here.
Yeah, I really love them. First of all, Alsace makes probably the best white wines in the world. It would be hard to find a region that produces as much quality. They're wonderful. I found a producer called Paul Blanc, and I've had his wines before. He specializes in making really very affordable, high-quality wines. So in terms of value, this is a really good way to go. Let's start with something just really basic, and that would be Pinot Blanc.
Okay.
Which in Alsace rises way, way above where it does in other parts of the world. I think it's one of the biggest non-entities out there. I'm not impressed with Pinot Blanc as a grape, except
when it comes from the Alsace.
That's right. And then it can be really nice. You get some lovely earthy citrus notes into it, and it takes a little bit of wood. Usually it's made, though, without wood. And it can be a very, very pleasant sipping wine. It should not be very expensive. And their 2011 is only $15.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a good one. Good depth of flavor, good balance on this, and some interesting flavors going on. So I think that at $15, this would be a good introduction to Pinot Blanc from a reliable maker. Now let's go to one of my favorites, and that would be Pinot Gris.
Okay.
Totally different animal. And in Alsace, Pinot Gris, which is the same grape as Pinot Grigio, which I'm not a big fan of.
I'm definitely not a fan of.
This is just a totally different animal. Ideally, Alsatian Pinot Gris is dense. It's rich. It doesn't necessarily have to be sweet, but there's usually a touch of off-dryness to it. But it just has a feeling of richness to it. You get a lot of complex flavors and aromas. I almost always find something that I call bayberry candles mm-hmm. that I associate with it. And if you want a wine to go with lobster, it's tough to beat Alsatian Pinot Gris. This one, it's absolutely wonderful. And at $22, it really rocks. The aromas offer green peas and honey and a little bit of that bayberry candle. The flavors echo that with a bright pear kind of overlay going on top
that
of it.
Sounds spectacular.
You got layers of flavors going on, and it's just marvelous. The texture, like I say, is dense, very smooth, lovely Pinot Gris.
Contemplative deck wine.
It is. It is indeed. One of the more challenging wines that I've come across in my career was Alsatian Riesling.
I would agree with that.
And here's the thing. Both you and I grew up with a lot of German Riesling.
Which I adore.
We love. And you set up your palate to taste that and taste Alsatian Riesling. And it's holy mackerel.
It's a whole different animal.
It is indeed. These are always much, much drier. But they have just as much complexity as they do in Germany. The Paul Blanc Riesling from 2011 at only $22 is just marvelous. Again, layers of flavor all in this dry, crisp format. And with Alsatian Riesling, it's always about the tension between the acidity and the fruit. And it's just a very dynamic wine. It's the most esteemed grape in Alsace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Americans ought to give this a try. So those are the Paul Blanc wines. I hope you try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. And you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.